Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm responding to a letter I received in the mail.
Sure, sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there, on the letter you had received?
Yes.
Could you repeat that back to me, please? Just 4 digits at a time, and then I'll be able to pull up information we have on your business.
2511.
Okay.
06 0601.
Okay.
0039.
Got it.
4283.
4283. 1 moment, please. Is this for Technique Sports Training LLC?
Yeah.
And then I'm speaking with, what is your name?
Manny.
Manny. Hey, Manny, what's your last name?
Torres.
All right. Is that 2 R's or 1 R?
2 R's.
Okay. And Manny, we got a new phone system last week. We've had a couple dropped calls here and there. You know, if the call were to drop, God forbid, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
Yeah. 475.
Okay.
988.
Okay.
1501.
1501. Thank you. I appreciate that. And then I just want to confirm real quickly the information that we have on file as far as your location. Are you still at the 25 Linderman Drive in Trumbull, Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. And then the business classification, are you a proprietorship, partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC? LLC. Gotcha. So I just standard questions there. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know, you know, what you're looking to do, we do have a bunch of different programs that can guide you in the right direction, see if we can find a good fit for the business.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to get from 2 other ones, but I didn't get approved, so I just want to be upfront with that.
Sure.
What I'm trying to do, what I would like to do is I would like to refinance a couple loans that I currently have that I haven't, you know, I currently have a weekly and a daily.
Okay.
I want to combine those two into a monthly payment. Do you guys offer monthly payments before I move forward?
We do, but there are certain criteria involved to qualify for a monthly payment. You know, we would look at credit and a couple other factors. How would you rate your personal credit currently?
Is that 680 around 680 around there?
Okay. Okay. You know, and I'm just thinking off the bat. Where are you at with those two loans? Are you over close to 50% of the way paid up through those two loans that you have? Because I was thinking we could pay those off and just have, you know, one payment for you.
One of them I am. The other one, no, I don't think so. No.
Okay. What would it take combined to get those paid off? And then, you know, what were you looking for on top of that? Were you looking for additional capital for the business, you know, operational capital or things of that nature?
I mean, if I qualify, I mean, if I could just cover these two and uh-huh. consolidate them into one payment, that'd be great.
Okay. And how much would it take to be able to do that? Is there
one of them, the balance at $57,766, and the other one, I'm not sure. It's probably around nine or ten.
Okay.
So let's just round it off to 67.
Okay. Okay. And have you heard of, you've done working capital before. Ours is based off of sales from the year previous. We can lend 10 to 12%. Would you happen to know ballpark-wise what you guys did in sales last year?
Last year we did, I got it on my phone.
No problem.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm trying to recall. I got the paperwork that's right here, but I mean, I can't find it. But I think it was like 242, and this year in our first 8 months, where we were at 299.
Wow, nice. So seeing some growth there, then I take it.
Yeah, and this year I just finalized a $56,000 contract that should be completed by December 1st. So the income, you know, November through March is when our hot season happens.
Okay. And I see that you guys are sports training. Is there like a specific sport that you guys train for? Is it just baseball?
Yeah, baseball,
nice.
And softball.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out here, you know, based off what your sales are, you know, we'd be able to probably get you upwards of 30 to 35. And I know that's not going to help out in what you're looking to do. Which of the loads that you have right now is a weekly, and which one's the daily?
The weekly one is the 57,766.
Okay. That's weekly. So, you know, we could probably get you upwards of 30 to 35,000, and I know that's not going to help what you're looking to do here. Is that the 57 one? Is that just kind of just killing your profits?
I mean, it's just the 15. I mean, I'm paying $1,561 a week, and like, I mean, it's
yeah, so $6,000 a month. Right.
Yeah. So I mean, I've never missed a payment. It's just like, you know, killing.
Yeah.
It, you know,
you're gonna get that monkey off your back.
I'm trying to get it down to, you know, a monthly thing, and, you know, make it a monthly payment rather than, you know, the weekly thing. The weekly thing is kind of painful.
Yeah. I've talked with a lot of customers that are experiencing the same thing. I'm not sure that we can bring enough capital to the table to help in what you're looking to do. I know that we could bring on some capital, but it's probably going to put you in like a second position loan, which you're trying to get out of currently.
Yeah.
You know, we could go ahead. There's no obligation, but we could go ahead and see what we could make available to you. We could get you feedback in about 24 hours. We just take a look at, you know, 6 months of bank statements, your current loans and their current balances, and the first two pages of the most recent tax return. And our underwriting can get you feedback in 24 hours to see if we can offer something that would be, you know, beneficial for the business, or, you know, otherwise, if you wanted to just see what we can make available.
Yeah, the thing is, I'll get penalized by Swift if I get another, you know, if they see that, I get penalized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was just trying to like eliminate them all together, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And try to see if someone would refinance it for me, but that's all right. I just wanted to give it a shot. I got your letter in the mail, so I just figured I'd at least give you guys a call.
Hey, Manny, I'm sorry that we couldn't help out on what you're looking to do. That bums me out. But you know, keep our information on file. If something pops up in the future, or if you're able to pay down a little bit more, you know, I think that we could get capital for you that could to help out the business and kind of help to refi those other two loans.
Okay.
Sounds okay.
Good.
Yeah, I do appreciate your time today. Yeah, and thanks for calling in.
All right.
All righty. Bye bye.
Bye bye.